Nick.
Yeah.
Barney, you want anything from Sid's?
Sid's? Isn't that, that place on 10th that the Board of Health closed down?
Yeah, they opened up again.
Oh.
Want to take a chance?
No, thank you.
In a few minutes.
You, busy, Nick?
I might be.
Quarterly inventory.
Again? We just did one 3 months ago.
As fast as I can. Give a cripple a break, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
What's up, Busher?
Yeah, Barn, it's James Glenn. He tried to sell us some extra strength pain reliever.
Hey, I didn't know it was heroin. I thought it was protein powder.
So we tried to sell it to the officers.
Because protein is healthy, and I care about people.
Very commendable. Dietrich, buckle.
Over here, empty your pockets.
Stuff is wet.
Yeah, he tried to flush it down the toilet, and Dietrich snatched it out.
Gutsy work, Dietrich.
Go where the action is.
One safe. Two file cabinets. One paperweight.
Look, I swear I'm not a dealer. I'm just a lousy two-bit junkie.
My God, that's obscene.
Criminal. Carrying a fortune in a pair of pants like those.
All right, gentlemen, we've got work to do. We've all seen money before.
Yeah, well, I was still so young, you know.
Captain, looks like $6,000-$7,000.
Working capital, Mr. Glenn?
It's my life savings. I was just changing banks.
Sit down over there.
Lady, my cab is gone. Do you understand? Se ha desaparecido.
Well, my packages are in your cab. They're gone too.
Packages? What are packages? You can always get more packages. But a cab lady is an enterprise. Do you understand the difference?
Excuse me. Can I help you?
Are you the policeman in charge?
I'm Captain Miller, Mr.
Myung, Antonio Myung, independent cab driver.
What can I do for you, Mr. Myung?
I'm driving along 7th Avenue, casually, obeying the laws of the land. I pick up this fare.
Sheila Rosen, how do you do?
How do you do? I'm Captain Miller.
I'm very pleased to meet you.
My pleasure, Miss Rosen.
You through?
Yes, Mr. Mion, go on.
So, I stop at a red light, and this guy... El tipo era enorme, enorme. He comes over, he tells us to get out, and he takes the cab.
That's it?
He said he was a police officer.
Police officer? Could you describe him to me?
Oh, he had thin, light hair, a boyish face, well-developed forearms.
Miss Rosen.
And a plaid jacket. And a Polish name.
Bojahowicz?
That's it! Bojahowicz!
Take it easy. Get on dispatch first. See what you can find out.
Right. Barn. What about the sandwiches?
The hell with the sandwiches! Get on the phone!
Sure. You didn't order anything.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well?
Huh? Woja's chasing the guy that stuck up a liquor store, and a couple of blue and whites are trying to catch him.
Where are they at?
They're headed up 8th Avenue at 80 miles an hour.
80 miles an hour? My taxi can't take 80 miles an hour.
My packages are in the back of the...
Packages, packages. There she goes with the packages again.
Honey, I'm sorry, must you shout?
I am not shouting. I am speaking in a normal New York tone of voice.
Let me see, Mr. Man, will you?
With pleasure.
Captain?
Yeah?
Glenn wants to talk. I think he wants to make things easier on himself.
Sure, why not? All right, Glenn, come on, in the office.
Thanks, Captain.
I'm sorry you're having all this trouble.
Thank you. I'm sorry about your packages.
Oh, they're not all that important.
Los arroz y frijoles que yo he comprado para comprar ese taxi, el meter no está yendo tiki, tiki, tiki.
I love Spanish. I think it's the most beautiful of all the romance languages.
Thank you.
What's your birthday?
January 24th.
Aquarius. Right. Perceptive. Creative and passionate.
Yeah.
I'm a Virgo.
Huh?
That's a shame.
Walk out of here. My record would be clean. And I would just happen to leave some of my personal effects behind.
You're offering me a bribe.
Hey, this is just a hypothetical situation.
Hang in there. Diedrich Harris, let's see you a second.
Wait a minute, I don't mean I'm going to blow the other guys off, you know. I mean, I am going to be very appreciative to the men that brought me in.
That's real generous of you.
Anything wrong, Mark?
Mr. Glenn?
Well, we were just talking about a business proposition.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Glenn offered me a hypothetical bribe to let him go, right?
More or less.
That's funny. On the way over here, he made me the same deal.
Me too. $3,000.
Three? He offered me two.
Oh. Well, I'd be willing to split the difference.
Oh, hey, well, that's decent of you, Arthur.
Gentlemen, would you escort Mr. Glenn into the cage and make that little extra notation on his arrest form?
Hey, what are you talking about? I'm offering you a legitimate deal.
Get him out of here.
It's tax-free, for crying out loud.
Move it, Chintzy. Come on, move it.
Hey, Harris, you really mean this, don't you?
Say again?
I mean, you guys are really straight out. No grease, no fooling around. I mean, it's going to make for a very nice staff study report.
Come on, what are you talking about, Glenn?
And he's not Glenn. It's Hunt. Sergeant Michael P. Hunt, Internal Affairs.
Barney?
Yep.
Says he's a cop.
Cop? What kind of cop?
Michael P. Hunt, Internal Affairs.
Come on, man. What are you trying to prove?
Take it easy, Harris. Take it easy. All right. What's going on, Glenn?
It's not Glenn, it's Hunt.
Glenn Hunt? What's the difference? What the hell are you here about?
Well, it's a normal, ongoing investigation.
Of what?
It's just a normal, ongoing integrity probe, character profile, that sort of stuff. Hey, come on, you guys did great.
Who are you working for?
Lieutenant Scanlon.
All right, get Scanlon on the phone. Tell him I want to see him down here. Right away!
Yeah, me too.
Boy, are you guys touchy.
Listen, get me Internal Affairs. I want to talk to him, and I want to talk to him now.
Okay, somebody open up the cage.
Hey, you.
It's not my station.
I'll talk to you. He likes me.
You know, Dietrich, in all the years that I've been in the force, I've never once been offered a bribe.
Does that bother you?
Well, I wouldn't take the money, but sometimes it's just nice to be asked.
I freshened your coffee.
Thank you.
I guess you pretty much think I'm a stick in the mud.
I didn't say that.
Well, I am. I've never done much of anything.
Uh-huh.
That's because I've never been married.
So? I've never been married either.
It's different with men. Men seem to do anything they like. But it's very difficult when you're
a Virgo.
Yes.
I think purity in a woman is very exciting.
Thank you.
You're to be respected.
I'm afraid so.
Over to the cage.
I'm going. Just don't get the chain, okay?
Yo quisiera saber donde está prestado todo el día.
My cap. Where is my cap?
It's downstairs.
No. Is it all right? Is it perfect? Is it in beautiful shape?
It's downstairs. What happened? That's Louis Bando in there. He was coming out of Cotterman's with a gun. So I engaged in pursuit.
We already know that part.
Well, I pursued him for approximately about 17 miles.
Hey, I swear I would have stopped if I knew he was a cop. I thought he was some crazy taxi driver. He was going nuts on me.
Maybe we should talk in your office, Mark.
What happened to your head?
Nothing, just some glass.
It got me crash.
Crash?
Crash!
In your office.
Dietrich, take Mr. Meehan down. He can identify his property. You too, Mr. Rosen.
Hi, Mr. Meehan. Think you can identify your cab?
I know what it looked like this morning.
Memories. Where would we be without him?
Well, I chased the guy. And he hit a car, and then I hit three cars. All of them parked. He went down this alley, and I went down there, and he was going so fast, so I hit him.
Well, at least now I have an ordered base of information to work from.
I didn't see the truck.
What truck? Scandal at Internal Affairs.
Harris, human race. I'll tell Captain you're here. Barn, he's here.
So what happened?
Well, I don't know. Nose just got out of joint when I told him I was a cop.
Did they go for it?
No, they're straight.
Let's fill out some damage claim forms for Mr. Meehan and Miss Rosen. Did you give him a hand and let's get him moving quickly, huh? Lieutenant Scanlon?
What the hell is going on, Miller?
We can talk in my office.
You got one of my men in your lockup.
We can talk in my office.
You're going to let him go?
In my office. We can talk.
Uh-huh.
only is this operation mindless and insulting, it also wasted 2 weeks of my squad's valuable time.
Look, you got your job, I got mine.
Well, do it somewhere else. Get off my back.
What are you getting so upset about? You got something to hide?
Oh, I don't have something to hide. I just don't have the time to play games with internal affairs or your vice squad.
You never did like us vice cops much, did you?
Like I said, you got your job, I got mine.
And I spent 16 years developing my graft. I'm laying a foundation, building a reputation. Listen to me, Miller. I got the respect of every hooker and deviant between Times Square and the Village. Can you say that?
I don't think so.
You betcha. Listen to me, Miller. There's a reason for guys like me to be around. Nobody's perfect. It ain't normal.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Scanlon, but you're wasting your time.
I've seen better guys than them go over the edge. I mean good, honest, hardworking Johns who were up against it their whole lives. And they finally got a chance to reach at something and they took it. Why? Because it's natural.
Not here. Not them and not me.
Okay. Now let's just suppose that this time you're clean. But admit that some other time it could be different. Admit it.
I get it.
Come on, Miller. Don't tell me you've never done anything that you weren't ashamed of. I mean, everybody's got a little rotten spot in them somewhere. I mean, what's the matter with you? You're too good to join the human race. Come on.
My men work hard, and their hands are clean. Always. No exceptions.
Because they take after you.
Maybe.
I got too much respect for you to believe that.
You'll be notified as soon as your claim is processed.
Thank you.
Harris?
Yeah?
Let's turn Hunt loose.
Why?
Well, we made up points.
A point? I thought we had grounds for a lawsuit.
Harris, let's go.
Well, defamation of character ought to be worth a few bucks.
Just don't engage, huh?
Yeah. Come on.
Now, he's a real touching one, lady.
Detective Harris has a keen sense of survival.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was nice seeing you again, Captain. You're a real decent guy.
Thank you.
I'll see you around.
Sure.
Because I like to keep my eyes on you, decent guys.
I'll get this downtown as soon as I can, and the city will get you a cab.
What'll I do till then? Carry people around on my back?
Sorry.
So, that's the way it is.
I have a Chevy.
You're talking to me?
It's in the garage near the George Washington Bridge because I don't like driving in the city.
So?
So I don't use it much.
So?
You could borrow it until you get another cab.
No, I don't think I could do that.
Oh, please, take it. Use it.
No.
I want you to.
No.
It has four doors.
Four doors. Four doors.
The luggage rack on top.
Un baúl enorme, cuatro puertas, Dios mío, tú puedes hacer favor.
Please, Mr. Leon, it would make me so happy.
Well, listen, Happiness is very important.
Oh, the one thing, it's never been driven in the city.
I'll be gentle.
I'll appreciate that.
Hey, Barn, have you seen a first base mint around here? It says we were issued when a first base mint.
First base mint? Typo. It's supposed to be a first aid kit.
That's good. All I could find was a fielder's glove.
Miller number 67, in which a teacher goes crazy in the classroom and blames it on Welcome Back, Cotter. In ABC's 1976-77 season, Barney Miller aired right after the Sweat Hogs on Thursday nights. Next, in TV Land.